world tied together.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Thursday, February 9th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. He's back from vacation. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. The voice, the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers wish to silence. That's what they are, folks. Call them for what they are. The patriots that the globalists despise, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to see our little faces, you can go to our website, which is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my personal Facebook, please do. If you're not a lunatic, weirdo, sort of bad guy, one of those guys, you know what I'm saying.
We're gonna start saying right before the show, folks.
He's
really starting to talk about this guy named Ashton Kutcher.
I'll let him talk.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a real hottie in Hollywood. That used to be married to Demi Moore. Yeah, look at those snipers on top of the Super Bowl over there. I feel so safe.
I feel safe too.
Well, the federal government is saying, "You're getting used to us. You see us now. We
like
have snipers at the Super Bowl.
And we get spokespeople like Ashton Kutcher. We don't have to pay to act like morons and love us."
But Ashton says he just feels so much safer. Oh, yes,
I'm safe at the Super Bowl
again, folks. If you'd like to check it out, Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm mocking Ashton Kutcher, folks, whatever his stinking name is, folks. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, please go to Bradley Dean. That's double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1. On Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. And again, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now, back to Ashton Kutcher real quick. Do you remember during the movie The Schindler's List? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? It was a great movie. Yep. Great history, right? Do you remember when the girl was standing next to her friend that was being used by the Nazis to basically purge their own people? And she looked at him and she said, "You look like a clown, you know." Do you remember that?
I bet it hurts feelings.
This is Ashton. Yeah. Folks, he's all happy that the snipers are...
He's outdone himself.
Totally! But we'll get to that in just a minute. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Jake said. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. And, folks, I want to remind you that this up-and-coming election is not about the survival of America. In some ways, it might be. But it's about the survival of America, and I don't want you to forget it, because America is not Obama, and Obama is not America. Please do hear what I have to say when I say that. And the writing's on the wall, and everybody knows. This is common language. The common people are saying the same things that I'm conveying to you right now. One other point I'd like to make is, and I want to make it real clear, that when I say what I say about the problems within the government, listen carefully to what I say. Problems within the government. Because our blueprint, our Constitution, folks, is not the problem. It's the criminals that are inside government that are the problem.
Yep.
This administration talks about fundamentally transforming this country, and that's what they're doing incrementally as you let them do it, folks. But what this administration should do is reform themselves before they put this country in line of anybody else's transformation. This is a dictatorship. I just read a book yesterday by Frederick Bastiat called The Law. The Law is Justice. Mm-hmm. And he explained this was written in 1850, a French gentleman who knew the difference between American government and European government, just like Thomas Jefferson was the difference between heaven and hell. He kept identifying and pointing out the characteristics of them that mean to dictate in what they do. Socialists, communists, dictatorships, what they do, how they do it, so on and so forth. When they begin to talk about transformation, why do they want to transform who we are? How do they transform? That's the real question. I'll tell you how they transform. They transform through policy, folks, not law.
Gotta get rid of the law.
You have to recircumvent around the law to push forth your policy. And then they mean to rule by policy because they themselves, listen carefully, will not be ruled by law. Isn't that interesting? They want to transform our country. Folks, our country doesn't look like what our forefathers established. If we want to see what it looks like, then we read the parchment. We read the sacred writings. We read the documents that our forefathers gave to us. It's that simple. You want to see how you show forth the deviation of a crooked stick? You lay a straight stick next to it. That's what shows you the deviations. Read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. You'll find out right then and there, and of course, the bedrock, the Bible. As Andrew Jackson rightly said, that the Bible is what our republic rests upon. He knew that, right? Well, we're so far away from that that we can't even identify who we are. Why? Because of so many policies. And who wants to push forth policies? Dictators! Yep. Wannabe dictators!
People got a new idea.
And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If you don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, then listen to man's 10,000, but don't complain about it.
That's right. Well, Ashton doesn't.
You know, Ashton doesn't. We're going to get to Ashton in just a minute here. This big, famous, hottie movie star.
Right, he doesn't.
You know, we're going to get to him. Just hold on, Jake. That's the Super Bowl stuff.
All right.
As long as this Ashton feels safe, I just want to stay there.
I like 10,000 commandments.
Back, folks, it's interesting that we have some in government that don't like our Constitution, and then the American people wonder why we have the problems that we have. I'm going to let you hear from the horse's mouth as to who said it, what they said. And I'm going to give you the answer, like we always do. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-877-807-9977. We'll be back right after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 833-0747 or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake, hey, such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Just a little bit of a side note, but welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Did you see that just today? Just a little side note, folks. Colleges giving forth birth control for $25 in their colleges through vending machines. Let me tell the foolish American people that are saying, oh, this is a good idea. Those that don't understand, thou shalt not commit adultery and thou shalt not fornicate. Fornicators shall have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. That's sex before marriage. Instead of teaching your kids to fear God, now what you have is that's all they have to do is to be, and listen carefully, encourage your kids to be promiscuous, to break God's laws by telling them, oh, if you just made a bad choice, just go buy the pill for $25.
Straight the vending machine.
It encourages promiscuity, folks. It doesn't deter it. Food for thought. I bet people didn't think that far, though, Jake, because we're still on Ashton, we're still on Ashton Kutcher here.
Yeah, we're still
here. He feels so safe with the federal government having sharpshooters inside the Super Bowl games. No, I'll let you hear him. This is the hottie that Demi Moore was married to.
Hottie.
And they call them stars. Folks, stars of what? Bart Simpson version of stars, right?
That's right.
The kind that you aim for the floor rather than the, you know, for the stars up out in the sky?
Paper bag heads.
Yes. Shooting for the floor.
Yes.
We'll let Ashton talk in just a minute here. Right before the break. This is, I'll let you hear him. Just hang on a second. I'm not even doing it to be funny.
Just trying to
impersonate. I'm doing it because he's so stinking ignorant. And I'll tell you another one. Is this guy that gets on television and you have Fox News sitting there, they interview him because he's such a righteous guy that has drug binges and he beats up his wives. Charlie Sheen.
Oh.
And then the American people go to New York City to the music hall and they give him $7 million so they can listen to him tell them jokes. Isn't that funny? He just got done beating up his wife.
and his kids taken away from him, and he's on a drunk binge and a drug binge, but the American people are giving him $7 million so he'll come make them laugh for a night. Wow.
Priorities?
Priorities? Common sense? Can you imagine our forefathers today, Jake?
No, sir. Well, I can. None of this would be happening.
Thank you. I'm, you know what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what they would be saying today if they could see this mess?
They wouldn't even say it. They would deal with it.
God, the first thing they would say is religion and morality are the central pillars of civil society, and that's your first problem. Mm-hmm. It's what you've forsaken. And by the way, God told you that, and he didn't leave himself without witness, that if you turn away from me, I'll turn your nation into hell, and then we wonder what's going on.
Yep. They'd be reproving the churches for not taking their right ground.
That'd be the first thing they do. It's the church's fault, and then it's the government's fault.
Yep.
There's no question. We take responsibility, church. Mm-hmm. Back to my point, right before the break, we were talking about how this administration wants to transform this country. Isn't it interesting we have Hillary Clinton going to all these countries, calling for the resignation of foreign countries that have kept the peace for up to 30 years? Listen to what I'm telling you. And we have our Secretary of State going over there and telling them how they should live and what their leader should be like. She should come back home and reprove this joker that's in office, because that's exactly what he is. And the joke's on you, America. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that we have some in government that don't like our Constitution. I didn't say it. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said it. I want you to listen carefully to what she said. And then when I come back, I'm going to bring up Judge Scalia to you and tell you what he said. And he's supposed to be the conservative judge. I thought they were all supposed to be conservatives, or is that just me?
Supposed to conserve liberty.
Maybe I had some bad coffee today or something. I must have. Go ahead and play this piece really quick. Listen to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This is a Supreme Court justice.
You should certainly be aided by all the Constitution writing that has gone on since the end of World War II. I would not look to the U.S. Constitution if I were drafting a Constitution in the year 2012. I might look at the Constitution of South Africa. That was a deliberate attempt to have a fundamental instrument of government that embraced basic human rights, had an independent judiciary. It really is, I think, a great piece of work that was done.
A great piece of work.
Maybe she could move there.
That's right.
Maybe she could go to Africa and stand up for that Constitution.
That's right. We need to get the airplanes conglomerated from, gather all the airports and all the airport services from out the world and get all these socialists in America and give them free tickets.
That's right.
Here, this is what she is denouncing, folks. Thomas Jefferson said back in the day, during the 1700s, during the Revolutionary War, there was a difference between European form of government, which they're trying to transition you into now through their fundamental transformation, and the American government. Thomas Jefferson said this. He said, the difference between European government and American government is the difference between heaven and hell. She's denouncing that Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
France's revolution over 10 years after American Revolution are under their 15th Constitution. Mm-hmm. But Ruth Gators, Ginsburg, she's telling you, man, listen, Mrs. Ruth Bader Ginsburg wants you to look at a foreign constitution, not your own. And she's on your Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
She's agreeing with a foreign constitution that advocates everything God condemns and that the American people condemn. And then you wonder why you have these decisions coming out of the Supreme Court?
What are they trying to make it like?
Brazil, 7th Constitution since 1822. Yet Ruth Bader Ginsburg is denouncing your Constitution, folks. Poland, the 6th Constitution since 1921. Afghanistan, their 5th Constitution since 1923. Russia's 4th Constitution since 1918. Speaking of Russia, wow! Here's some interesting information. The Bill of Rights of the former evil empire, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, was much better than ours, said Antonin Scalia,
He told a congressional panel last October, "I mean it literally," said Supreme Court Justice Scalia. "It's much better. We guarantee freedom of speech and of the press. Big deal," he said. They guaranteed freedom of speech, of the press, of street demonstrations and protests, and anyone who is caught trying to suppress criticism of the government will be called to account. Wow, that's wonderful stuff, said Supreme Court Justice Scalia. This is the conservative justice sitting on that panel that serves your country, folks. And by the way, they are removable.
Yes.
They are impeachable. Scalia went on to make the point that the Soviet Constitution was nothing but words on paper. Well, then if that's the case, then why did you recite them, sir? Why did you recite them, Mr. Scalia? The American church should wake up to Mr. Scalia, because you think he's the one going to bat for the American church and the American conservative? You might want to see some of his decisions, folks. What's the problem in government? It's not the government or the blueprint of the Constitution, folks. It's those that are in government that are the problem. This is why, as I said before the break, this is why they push policy. It's because they don't like the law. And why don't they like the law? Because they're at war with God of the Republic. That guy that's hanging over the top of their benches, named Moses, in the two tablets that are in his hand, where it says justice is the guardian of liberty. They don't like God's justice. They want to advocate what God condemns. What's the problem? By the way, folks, especially for some of you new listeners, back in the 60s, I would be hailed as a hero today. Do you understand that? I would be hailed as a hero for preaching to you right now what they used to preach when we had preachers with spine enough to do the job that they should have been doing in the first place. But because 300,000 pulpits sit silent while you lose your country, they sit there and they advocate abortion through their silence, and they advocate homosexuality through their silence, and then you wonder why your country is going to hell in a handbasket? Go talk to your preacher and at least remove Aaron and wait for the word of the Lord through Moses, yeah? Do you know how many times and how many national preachers I know? Oh, Bradley. I just can't believe that, Bradley. I can't believe that you're not saying anything. You can't believe I'm saying it. I can't believe you remain silent. You sin by silence when you should protest makes cowards of men. Amen. We'll be right back after this break. We're just getting started, folks. 1-877-807-9977.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. deaths. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. Guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. This is Bradley and Jake.
Hi, everyone.
This is conservative radio, folks. I had another thought really quick, and I know you're waiting to hear what it is.
I'm waiting.
Because we got to get over to this sniper and Ashton Kutcher, and then Mr. Sandusky.
Yes.
I got some news for you on that one, folks. Yeah. This is going to blow you backwards. But we're not going to let that one just be blown in the wind and let everybody forget about the crimes. 40 counts of pedophilia against little fatherless boys. But we'll talk about him in a minute, too, so that means I better hurry up. You ever notice on that network, you know, you ever notice that Fox, they always kick out Fair and Balanced?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on Fox before, and they do some good things, but again, it's not for the most part as to what they say that bothers me, it's what they don't say that bothers me. And I thought to myself, you know, I was listening a little bit on the way over to the show today, and I was just talking about, they were talking about an issue that just came up, just an issue of right and wrong. And it's blatantly wrong, but what they'll do is they'll pull up a panel on both sides because they want to balance, you know, justice, they say. They want it fair and balanced. You know, and the thing is I started to think to myself, what about the kids that are being aborted? Is that fair and balanced to the kids that are being snuffed out? Is it
got panels that talk about it. That's about
is it fair to the victim when justice is left undone?
Mm-mm.
You know, because what I notice is they like to talk around everything and debate out the pith and the marrow of justice. As a matter of fact, they lay it out in such a format that justice isn't done.
Yeah.
And see, folks, if we would bring forth justice against crime, whatever it may be, we wouldn't have this rollout on a daily basis of listening to this garbage and being inundated with crime. We're being inundated with crime because we leave off justice.
Yep.
How many times I've got a lot of cop friends. Bradley, you should go into the court system. You should see the way these judges are slapping their hands. I know that soft judges produce hardened criminals. But fair and balanced, and I just back to my point, what's fair and balanced to the kid that's being snuffed out?
Mm-hmm.
What's fair and balanced to our kids that are being indoctrinated? How is that fair? How is that balanced?
It's not. The only friend,
I mean, these people will not call Obama out for who he is. Yeah, they'll only go so far as long as they can play it safe. Mm-hmm. But folks just don't mean what you say. Now let's go over to Ashton Kutcher real quick, should we? Now this is him outside of the Super Bowl on Sunday, which, by the way, if you watch it, and it was a big deal to you, can you remember the score? Because if you can, I'd like for you to call and tell me. That's how important it was. That really brought our country forward, didn't
it?
Yes, it did.
All right. Look what happened. Our economy turned around.
Yes.
Everybody started to, marriages started to heal and get together again.
Okay. Now, before I play Ashton Kutcher, the security measures at the Super Bowl, in fact, were in place to include a text message number provided by the NFL so game-goers can report suspicious or inappropriate activity and a network of security cameras throughout the stadium. In addition to heavily restricting what people can bring into the stadium with them. Oh, my gosh. Well, folks, it's okay as long as you're being entertained.
Uh-huh.
Security personnel have also installed full-body scanners at entrances to the stadium. Approximately 68,000 fans picked up or packed into Lucas Oil Stadium. However, they did not know a sniper rifle was looking over them. Wow. But, folks, as long as you're being entertained.
Yeah, as long as the game happens.
Folks, you know what's next? Your houses. Mark my words. Next is your houses. This is not about security, folks. Because if that was the case, then why are our borders wide open? Come on, just a little common sense, folks. Let's just get off the conservative channels just for 1 minute and just tell me the answer. Why are the borders wide open and yet we have snipers and full body scanners at a football game? Isn't that interesting? Isn't that a little contradictory, folks? Isn't that a little bizarre that your government is inside stadiums? And the head of Homeland Security is saying, we just want you, this is what they're saying, we just want you to learn our presence. We just want you to understand what it's like in a communist nation by having the federal government and the military over your shoulder and on the streets 24/7 because we don't enforce the laws on the borders. That's what they're saying. And we want you to learn, if you're so dummy down at this point, we want you to learn how to tattle on each other. If people don't fall in line with our new administrative policies. That's what this is about. One photo shows an Indianapolis SWAT team member manning a custom-built Remington M700 in an XLR Industries chassis sitting atop an Alamo 4-star DCLW shooting tripod. Folks, you need to understand what's happening here is that you look at all these foreign countries being overthrown by new governments. Well, the fact of the matter is you're too stupid, some of you, to figure out that yours is too. Incrementally, little by little. The U.S. military, police, and federal agencies, including NORAD and Customs and Border Protection, had officers on the ground, all who specialize in multiple types of emergency situations. Say, like what? Because, again, I go back a week and a half. We were told for the last 10 years that we have a serious Muslim threat in our country. Now you play commercials in the Walmart's checkout lanes. Through Homeland Security and through the airport security check lines, that now it's a white man putting a bomb in the back of a car in New York City. I didn't know it was about us, folks, but I told you 10 years ago that's what they were aiming at. This isn't about a foreign country. James Madison said if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Did you hear what I said?
And if that's the case, then why are why is this administration, along with the Bushes, folks, trying to disarm the American people? It makes perfect sense. You've got to be a straight-up fool to not call it for what it is. You strengthen your country by arming the people, not by disarming the people. Everybody's guilty at the airport. Now everybody's guilty at the football games. Well, maybe, folks, it seems to me that nobody really had a big care about the NFL, but they do when you go through the airports. And let me play Mr. Ashton Kutcher for you for yourself so you can hear the foolishness coming out of this backwards individual. This is the best Hollywood's got to basically submit to the American people? You've got to be kidding me. Listen to this guy, folks, when he's seen the snipers in Indianapolis.
Okay, guys, you see those little specks on that building across the way? Those are snipers that have been put in position to hold down the security of the stadium. That's some kind of interesting. I thought you'd see that. See them over there?
Little itty bitty snipers.
They put the red dot on
their chest. Keep it a safe. We love that.
Red dot.
Yeah, of course I have a red dot on my chest.
It's pretty true. Of course I got that red dot on my. See, they think it's so funny. Hey, his buddy says to him, "You got a red dot in your forehead." Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you something. Who are they aiming it at? I'm just. Come on, people. Come on. Is it okay to tell you the problem, but when you have to respond to it, then that's going too far? Is that how it goes? Are you mad at me because I'm not selling you some basement somewhere so you can hide out? Well, the country's being destroyed? Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous, and it's un-American, and it's unpatriotic. And as I've said so many times, listen, fear is the absence of courage. It's the absence of courage. And let me go back to what Ben Franklin said, talking about the Second Amendment, folks. Our people's liberty's key, said George Washington. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety, said Ben Franklin. How foolish. You know, he was also the guy that said, you've been given a republic if you can keep it, if you can hold on to it.
That's right. The responsibility lies on us. You know, they gave us the TSA not too long ago after 9/11. With transportation, security, whatever they're called, the TSA, they come in, and now recently they're starting to say, well, we'll give you your shoes back, or you may not have to take computer bags. But just think about that, because I've lived now in a generation about. A generation is about 25 years, typically, 20 to 25 years. I've seen things come and go, and now I've lived through TSA and people getting fed up with it. And just this mindset now that they're going to give us back our shoes and computers. Oh, good, then we've arrived. No, we haven't arrived. There was two steps forward, a huge infringement of our rights for multiple years, and now we give back the shoes and the computer, and people forgot what it was like to really be free before the TSA. If you look at this in the right perspective, our founders always armed their citizens, not just with guns, but with the liberty. They empowered them.
With knowledge more and understanding.
Power, that's right. More power should not be coming from us to the government, because then the government only gets stronger. And what good does that do the people?
That's a dictatorship.
It's the people that need to be being empowered. I mean, I think about the Super Bowl game. Hey, if people walked in there and they were an armed citizenry, no terrorist is going to jump into that place. If people were armed, not we need security, not we need. They spent $10 million, folks, on security for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
10 years ago, that would have been unheard of.
Yeah.
And $5 million of that was all that was consumed by the stadium itself. The other five was on your back. I can think of a lot better things to do with $5 million to improve our citizenry.
That's right.
By teaching them the Constitution and empowering them, not
to be law-abiding citizens, not lawless.
And justice, going back to the very beginning.
By the way, that's another sign of a dictator, is don't enforce the laws against crime. Be soft on crime. Folks, we're going to come right back after this break with Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The
My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
George Washington rightly said, guard against the impostures of pretended patriotism. You know, you call the your credit card company, right?
Yes.
And you simply say, what's your address so I can send in my payment? Mm-hmm. Well, for your security, can you give me this?
Yeah.
Your name? Your social security number? Can you give me your birth date? Can you give me your zip code? And then what I do is I just voluntarily, in my blood type, ma'am, is so-and-so. And they usually start laughing. And I'll say to them, but isn't it really a sick day that this government is trying to teach people not to trust each other? Let me remind you, folks, of what I was talking about yesterday with Rick Santorum. I told you people are saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. Am I advocating Rick Santorum? Listen, his morals are my morals. That's what I can tell you. Am I saying to go vote for him? I'm simply telling you that where there is right, I will stand behind right 100%. And where there is wrong, I will stand and be in front of it and oppose it 100%. Mm-hmm. That's what I will do. Why? Because dissent is the highest form of patriotism in the sense of going against that which is wrong. So in saying that, to come back to this point, I will stand behind the leader that will stand upon the republic, the republican form of government that we have, the constitutional republic. And when they're willing to stand up against what's going on out there, I'm going to stand behind them 100%. That's what a patriot is. And by the way, that's what the American people, this undertow that the media is not giving voice to, that's what you're all saying.
That's right.
Boy, folks, Rick is acting as the voice of the people. That's why people are getting around him. That's why the establishment's afraid of Rick Santorum. That's all I'm telling you is the facts.
And those facts, truth will always be vindicated in those facts. I, just a quick analogy, because I know we got to hit this topic on our last segment here. But we were just at a caucus a couple days ago. Was it 2 days ago, I think? Boy, it's, I can't
yeah,
even recall. It was like 2 days ago. Last year, Mitt Romney won this state by a landslide. And in my caucus, he won it. Or not last year, excuse me, the last election cycle when we were nominating a Republican. This particular time, just to show that everybody is saying the same thing. The guy came up and he said, okay, we're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance to start this. And I said, well, why don't we say a prayer first? I had a chance to pray, and everybody in the room was agreeing with the prayer.
Yeah.
Nobody was offended.
Yeah.
Nobody stood up and said separation. I mean, none of that crap.
They were just looking to be led.
That's
today.
It.
Yes.
And then after that, you see now, because Santorum will stand hard on the moral issues.
People are, because he's taking the hits,
that's why.
People are standing behind him. They're willing to take the hits with him, but they need to see that it can be done, and folks, it is being done.
They need leadership.
That's
and
right.
The last time go around, we had
no
leadership.
Well, I used to say that, and today I'm saying something else. And my name is Willard. I think my last name's Romney. Someone confirm that, please?
Well, what do you want me to say again? I'll say it. What do you need? We didn't need that, but I'll tell you what. This time go around, because there's actual real leadership in there, everybody went landslide towards them, and we saw it through the results.
Yeah.
And some people say, well, that's just, you know, that's this or that, and the polls speak this or that. You know what? The man has barely any money. Santorum doesn't.
Yep.
Romney has loaded, and this is the best Romney gets with all of his money. See, money can't buy truth, and money can't buy the hearts of you folks in America. The only thing you can buy is some media.
Yeah.
That's it. And people
and let me tell you this,
too.
Money can't buy love.
No, we can't.
You just ask my girl. She'll tell you, you can't buy my love.
No, sir.
I love you, Bradley, because I love you, not because of anything you can give me. You don't need to buy me roses on Valentine's Day. You don't need to be taking me out and buying me big rocks at the diamond store.
No,
you don't need to be doing that. You just need to love on me.
But,
and you love on me by the way that you take care of me. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I tell you what, Obama, if you want me to vote for you, then you got to buy me.
No,
to give me billions of dollars.
I'll tell you what
house.
What you are going to see this election cycle is the black communities are beginning to stand up against his administration.
Oh, yeah, look at the
game. They're saying that he has no care for them whatsoever.
That's right. They see it now because
it's
a contradiction of what he said in the beginning.
Back to the TSA really quick. The Senate has passed legislation that includes provision allowing airports to replace TSA screeners with private security, opening the door for the widely loathed, hated, despised federal agency to be marginalized, unconstitutional, thank you, Jake, and the aviation security altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Why? They're criminals! A lot of them are, folks! Go online! Go to my Facebook! I gotta post it!
Yep. Can I say something?
When you look
this?
Out the crimes of the TSA,
the
pedophilia, the child pornography, the stealing of money just like last week in New York City, $5,000, murder, it's cocaine trafficking through the TSA. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Posing as a police officer.
Yes.
This particular bill that we're talking about now, we've got to be careful again. They're getting kicked back. They're getting feet. So now they've got to come back and kind of re-decipher their situation. They've got to reanalyze it. These specialty things aren't going to be for every single person like you and I. They're going to be for specific people that will register with them. So look at this now. We trade off the fact we can wear our shoes and not put our computer bags.
Thanks.
For the fact that we get put on a special list now.
Yeah.
Why in the world do they have a list?
That's
we're
right.
to be securing our papers, persons, and effects.
Thank you.
Against unreasonable searches and seizures. And these, we're not criminals. It's not a special list of criminals, special list of citizens. So don't be so quick. I'm rejoicing right now because I see them backpedaling. But don't be so quick
That's
to put
right.
trust in what they're doing because they're not going to give you a constitutional option.
But it does verify the fact
it
that
totally
they are
does.
Having to listen to the voice
That's
of
right.
the American
they're
people.
Backing off.
And what they'll do, folks, just so you understand, what they'll do is they'll come in with some threat and they'll say, oh, the TSA. Well, the TSA has never stopped.
No.
A terrorist attack. Just so you know that they have no fruit whatsoever.
Yeah.
But what they'll do is they'll say, oh, look, we just stopped this one. You just mark my words because this is in legislation again.
That's right.
Just mark my words. This is what they'll try to do. They'll put a false attempt on the American people, and then what they'll do is they'll say, look, we got to keep it in place.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Yep.
Not at all.
And imagine if you see what's happening right here because of the pushback America's been giving. Now, this is where we can't falter here. We're giving pushback and we're getting our way. So it appears right now, and we are. But imagine if we don't stop pushing back pretty soon we can get rid of this whole system, this whole unconstitutional system. We can get back to the basis where we're at. So we don't push a little bit. They throw us a bone and we stop. No, we keep pushing because it shows the momentum.
And maybe when we have an American president that's not buddy-buddy with a lot of these people, then maybe we can get the record straight set again there. What do you think, folks? Yeah. Patriotism consists not in waving the flag, but in striving that our country shall be righteous as well as strong. Sacrifice is the pinnacle of patriotism. And that's exactly right.
Can't go any higher than that.
And one more thing about the TSA. Listen carefully again to what another American president said. Put that back up. Thanks. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Folks, who's under attack more than the American people are right now?
By the American government.
Thank you. Sandusky, I got 3 minutes. Folks, we all remember Sandusky. He's the guy that's got 40 counts of pedophilia crimes against fatherless children through the Second Mile, his organization that he started. Now, listen to this. How many pedophiles do you know that have 40 counts of child abuse charges, sexual child abuse charges, that are set out on bail? Isn't that interesting? Prosecutors yesterday asked to have Jerry Sandusky kept indoors as a part of his bail conditioners, his conditions. Citing complaints that the former Penn State football assistant coach, listen carefully, was seen outside and watching children in a schoolyard from the back porch of his home where he is under house arrest while awaiting trial on child molestation charges. Wow! That's your justice system, folks! This is the problem! Soft judges produce hardened criminals. They make a prey of your children. The state attorney general's office argued in a court filing that Sandusky's bail conditions should be revised so that he is not allowed outside except to seek medical treatment. Prosecutors also opposed Sandusky's request to be allowed to contact or have contact with his grandchildren. Listen carefully. The prosecution filing regarding bail said that Sandusky's son's ex-wife strenuously objects to her three minor children having any contact with him at all. Why is this man not in jail, folks? Mm-hmm. The Commonwealth, the American people, believes that the defendant, Jerry Sandusky, should be in jail, prosecutors wrote. Why is he not in jail, folks? He has been granted the privilege of being confined in his own home, which is spacious and private and where he can eat food of his own preference and sleep in his own bed at night. House arrest is not to be a house party. Well, it's either that or it's prison where they have big recreation centers now.
Mm-hmm. But they don't like pedophiles in prison. And that shows that there's more justice in prisons with the inmates sometimes than there is in the own system that puts them there.
I believe that Jerry Sandusky is very dangerous to the pedophiles that are out there right now.
Mm-hmm. He's a lid.
He is a lid. Folks, do not let this go undone in any sense of the word with Mr. Sandusky.
Yes.
Because I guarantee you that just what Jake said, this is only the tip of the iceberg. This is major stuff that's going on, folks. And you'll be amazed as to who's behind the pedophilia and the crimes against our children. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. I end with patriotism is not short. Frenzied outbursts of emotions, but the tranquil and steady dedication of a lifetime. I thank you. Is that a compliment? That was one of our callers. By the way, I'm sorry we didn't get to our callers yesterday or today. Been having the fire, folks. We've been praying it up down at the ministry here. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.